Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:36. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. We were speaking a little bit earlier about the fact that Netanyahu went to visit kibbutz near Oz yesterday. I think it was yesterday. It definitely took a while for him to get there. And is that significant? Is that important? Did he receive a reasonable reception? Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, he is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. Is this the first time that he had been down to near Oz or to any of the kibbutzim in the area?
Good morning, Howard. Again, what a pleasure to be with you. As much as I understand, this was the first time that he was in near Oz, probably the first time he was in the kibbutzim around the south. You know, as an Israeli, you can say it a bit later, like after 2 years that since this horrible day that is just now arriving. And of course, some people will say that this is a cynical visit. However, what I'm trying to take from this visit is the meaning that we are finally going to arrive probably to the solution with the Gaza situation and the hostages situation. And because the same people that will say he didn't arrive for such a long time to those kibbutzim realize that if he arrived now and if he's willing to get, and it wasn't like a nice visit in some parts of it because people are very frustrating from him. So if he was willing to do that, it means that he knows that the agreement, or like President Trump called it, the deal with Hamas is almost closed. And today we also read in the newspaper here in Israel that Hamas said that he's willing to get the proposal. So probably we are on the face of the release of 10 lives and 18 deaths. And what is even more important, probably we're going to discuss the final stage of this negotiation, and the meaning that releasing all the rest of the Israeli hostages, meaning that Israel will close this issue, and then we will have to think about the next steps.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that it shows a high level of confidence on his side that this is the deal, that this deal is going to happen. What about the fact that, and it's something I've been discussing with listeners, it's just so tremendously difficult for me to process that even as this deal goes into place, that there are going to be another 10 hostages, for example, that has to endure another 50 or 60 days under these conditions. Is there no way that they could have negotiated this better or differently?
So, as I think most of the Israelis were wishing that all of them will come back on one time. However, and I'm trying to understand that both you, I, your guests, and most of the people do not understand all the details and why it has been chosen to be like a separate two deals. I don't know all the details, of course, and I think that very few people know that. I remind you that a couple of months ago, this was the same, almost the same deal on the table, and Israel refused. So it means that there is probably things that we don't know. For example, today it has been writing in Israeli news that, for example, Hamas is now willing to consider sending away some of his senior terrorists left in Gaza away. This was something that during the month he refused even to talk about that. So I do believe that there is some progress. I do believe that this is not the best deal. However, again, you are not making a negotiation with a democratic country, with an organization that share your same values. Unfortunately, we are doing this negotiation with terrorist bodies, terrorists that were murdering and slaughtering civilians. So I think we should take it in order, because for these 10 people that will come back, it's 10 days that they can earn. Yes, we still have those 10 others that will stay. Hopefully, the timetable say that it will be 60 days for negotiation. It will be ceasefire. So I hope that even it will be close, or they will finish this negotiation even before. I can say that from political reason, I think that Netanyahu feels strong today, which allow him to take also, because again, unfortunately, you cannot take out also political
and the coalition. Absolutely.
So exactly. So I think that today, after beating Iran, I think that Netanyahu feels very strong, knows that releasing the hostages will bring him another achievement in the Middle East, maybe, you know, the increasing of the Abraham Accords, which will lead him, if it will be election, to come to another position. So from my point of view, I can consider be optimistic for the next weeks.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. I think that we needed that. That is Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror. He is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Thank you for that. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom.